This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A little bit later in the hour, we'll take a look inside your brain. Hope there's something in there. But first, maybe you're thinking ahead to those warm summer months and thinking about getting some tomato plants in the ground, you know, so that you can enjoy a ripe red heirloom tomato later on in the summer. Well, gardeners, you know, they always offer you all kinds of tips and secrets for growing great tomatoes, and now we've got one more here from an unusual source. Writing in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, a group of researchers in Pisa, Italy, suggest irrigation with diluted seawater improves the nutritional value of cherry tomatoes. That's right. Add just a little bit of salty seawater to your sprinkling on the tomatoes there, and you should get better tomatoes, healthier tomatoes. Joining me now to talk about the work is one of the authors of the paper, Riccardo Izzo. He's a professor in the Faculty of Agriculture at the University of Pisa and Pisa, Italy. Thank you for being with us this evening, Professor Izzo.
Hello. Thank you to you.
How much salt water do you put in the tomatoes?
We grow tomato plants with a concentration of 12% of seawater.
12% of seawater. And why does the seawater increase and make the tomatoes better?
This is because in a stress situation, a plant should choose to use energy for producing biomass or defend itself from oxidative damage, diverting its energy towards the production of secondary metabolites. And these metabolites protect the plant against free radicals. So if tomatoes are irrigated with this diluted seawater, and tomato is a moderate salinity tolerance species, it's likely, and we proved this, we detected that the level of these antioxidants increased. It is because the presence of this higher amount of antioxidants could be seen as an adaptive mechanism of tomato plants, that it's used to counteract the altered environmental conditions and the consequent oxidative damage, so the plants protect itself.
So as a protection mechanism against the salt water, it makes antioxidants. What kinds of antioxidants?
These antioxidants are represented by vitamin C, vitamin E, lipoic acid, and phenols. These are the major constituents of this antioxidant pool in tomato fruits.
So can we all do this in our home, in our garden at home?
I think so. The problem is that not all tomatoes, not all genotypes respond in the same manner to diluted water stress. And it's very, we have to pay much attention to the salinity level of water, because we have evidence that plants grow with 20 or 30% of salt do not increase these antioxidants, but they die, they suffer damage because they cannot counteract these free radicals that are produced. Mm-hmm. So it's possible to grow these plants even in the house, but we have to be careful of the how much salt we put in the water.
Yeah, that's a question we're getting from a listener in Second Life, Bauer, who writes, how do you prevent the soil salination buildup? How do you know that, you know, if you keep putting salt water in there, you're not going to put too much of it after a while?
Yeah, but this is, the cultivation is not so easy, because we grew plants in hydroponic, but it's under controlled conditions. Temperature, light, humidity. Otherwise, it's not possible to grow these plants at home if you don't control the conditions. It's not sufficient to have salty water.
Yeah.
But you have to monitor and control all other parameters.
Right. James from the Netherlands in Second Life writes, I wonder how you keep the salty taste away. Does the tomato pick up a saltier taste?
There is a continuous circulation of diluted water that it's replaced every 2 hours up to 12 times per day. So we can control the salinity, the conductivity, the pH of the solution. We add nutrients when we see that these are depleted because plants uptake them. So everything is controlled by a monitor computer right. that does this automatically.
So the plant itself, the tomato, the cherry tomato, is not going to taste saltier when you eat it.
No, of course not, because the taste of this tomato, it's a balance between sugars and organic acids. And this balance, the taste is increased by the increased amount of organic acids and sugar. So these tomatoes are not salty, but they are, I think they have a more favorable flavor.
Better flavor.
Sweeter.
Yeah.
Sweeter.
Can we do this with any cherry tomato or with any tomato that we want, or is there a brand or a variety that you would recommend?
No, I think that it's not possible to do with all the cultivars of tomato. For example, salad tomatoes are not very useful in this way. We use the cherry tomatoes, the cultivar is Naomi, and we also try to do this with other genotypes that were constructed genetically, but we didn't succeed. So you have to choose on particular genotypes, and we are now studying and try to find more cultivars and more other species just to have the same effect.
So you should not go into your garden and start sprinkling 12% salt water on your tomatoes. You might, they're not the laboratory kind that you have.
Yeah, this is something that you can do in this moment only in the lab, or you have to grow this tomato in big greenhouses. You have you need a big vessels where you can grow this this plant. It's not possible now to do this with soil, also because there is a problem that arises from the excessive salinization of the soil.
Yeah.
If you put diluted seawater on soil, it's likely that you have altered the physical chemical characteristics of the soil.
Yeah. Are there any other plants, do you think, that might work also with this?
I know that melon has been studied for this purpose, and probably likely also watermelon can give the same response. This is because we know that especially plants that are rich in water have this kind of response. I mean, plants that are rich in water and also sugars. So melon and watermelon can be good candidates.
Yeah. So as a defense mechanism, they make all these antioxidants. That's very interesting.
Yes, the mechanism is the same. I mean, this is general response of plants to oxidative stress. So we have already observed this in other crops as wheat, durum wheat, maize, and sunflower. This for what concerns seeds and leaves, but the mechanism that the plant used to protect itself is the same. It's a general one.
Yeah. So do you think you might be able to genetically engineer plants then that we could grow agriculturally that could use brackish water or partially salty water?
But I think this is something that genetists should study. I mean, the first thing is try to find genotypes that are spontaneously rich in antioxidants. Then with the stress, with applying the stress, we can increase this antioxidant level. But the first step is to find or develop cultivars that have a high endogenous antioxidant level.
All right. I want to thank you for taking time to be with us, Dr. Izzo.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening and a good weekend.
Ricardo, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dr. Ricardo Izzo is professor in the Faculty of Agriculture at the University of Pisa in Pisa, Italy.